And he hosts a comedy open mic. If you want real comedy, I guess that's where you should go. At the Amazing Things in Framingham. And his name is David Hornfisher, and he's been doing this for over a year, a monthly comedy open mic on Wednesday nights. Has anybody here been to it? You have. You're sort of tentatively raising your hand. Are you sure? You're okay. Okay. So a few of you have been there, but there's probably room for many more of you to go. I understand it's quite popular and well attended. So anyway, David is here, and he's going to present something to us. Please give him a big welcome.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll start with that. And this is cool to know the... Hello? Okay, good. This is cool to be here with Bruce Springsteen in back of me and all of you guys out in front of me. But I do host a comedy show at the Amazing Things Center in Framingham on the first Wednesday of each month. And if you got something funny, get in touch with me. It's a lot of fun. It's PG-13, and it's all kinds of comedy. So I get into this comedy business when I retired about 2 years ago. I had this on my bucket list, is kind of the context that I put it. And I thought that, you know, it would be something different. I was a finance officer at Berklee College of Music, and when I started to get into this, at first I was a little worried I was going to get my comedy and my finance stuff mixed up. And, you know, some people said, well, I said, yeah, for example, you know, an open mic is something like this, and I described this, whereas an open mic in the finance business is a guy from West Acton who's willing to put some money in your hedge fund named Mike, okay? Total return in investments is good. A total return in comedy means the same five people who saw you last month come back to see you again. But I was a little worried about some of that, and I said to people, well, what should I talk about? And they said, well, talk about something you know. And, as a senior citizen, okay, you can see why I'm wearing the hat, I said, well, one thing I have had recently is a fair amount of surgery. And when I came in, Ellen said, well, what are you going to talk about tonight? And I said, well, I did have some surgery. And she said, well, why don't you talk about that a little bit? And she said, Dave, who did your surgery? And I said, yes. Because my doctor's name happened to be Hu, H-U. He was a very very competent young Asian surgeon. And I got to thinking about at the time, you know, what would have happened? I heard there was a Chinese gymnast whose name was He, H-E, a female gymnast. And I got to thinking, what would have happened had Ms. He helped Dr. Hu with my surgery? So, you know, Ellen says to me, Dave, who did your surgery? And I said, yes. And she says, no, that's what I want to know. Who did your surgery? And I'd say, yes, and he helped. And Ellen would say, who helped? And I'd say, he did. And she'd say, who is he? And I'd say, no, who is he? He is she. And she looks at me again. She said, he is she? And I said, well, yes, and now you're beginning to get it. And she said, well, I'm beginning to get a headache. But I said, you know, there was a robot involved in the surgery, too. And Ellen says, she says, he had a robot? And I said, no. Who used the robot? He helped. He helped who, she said? I said, yes, now you're on to this. And she said, you know, this is really getting too confusing for me. She said, you were a finance guy. Let's put it in terms of money. When they pay the doctor, who gets the money? And I said, yes. Every dollar of it. And then who pays he? She says, who paid he? I said, yes, Blue paid who and who paid he? Okay, well, all right, she said, this is kind of crazy. Let's take it this way. Blue, who is Blue, first of all? Well, Blue is Blue Cross. Okay, well, she got that. And she says to me, she says, well, okay, let's try this. Blue Cross has got a lot of computers in their big factory down there in Norwell or wherever they are. And she says, they write a check, and they make the check out to who? And they mail it to who? And the check is opened by the wife of who? And she puts it into the account of who? And who writes a check to? He, you're with me. Great. Okay, you get an A for that. Who writes a check to he? He takes the check to the bank, and he puts it into the account of he, right? And everything is happy with this. And about this point, you know, Ellen is really kind of, you know, she says, I'm going back to school teaching. This is ridiculous talking to people like you. She says, she says, the only thing I know, this is why my insurance costs are so high. And I said, well, I said, my was a nurse on the team. And she said, and who paid my? I said, yes. And she put the money into my account. And that's how I could afford to come here tonight. So thank you very much.
David Hornfisher, remember that name. Give him a big hand. And did you...